7 years ago, in this building right behind me, a new news channel started its operations with a very special mission.
ما سعی می‌کنیم یک دیدگاه متفاوتی رو برای مخاطبین خصوصاً غربی از طریق این شبکه مطرح کنیم.
The brainchild of Mohammad Sarafraz, head of IRIB World Service, Press TV is broadcasting worldwide with only one goal in mind: giving a voice to the voiceless.
Well, it's a great opportunity to present questions to analysts and to cover both sides.
Hello and welcome. I'm live from Tehran. You're tuned to Press TV's World News.
Renewed Israeli air raids on the Gaza Strip claim the lives of 17 more Palestinians.
Press TV's correspondent Faiz Khurshid, the latest news coming in from the Afghan capital, has been wounded.
It all started back in 2007. With the best technical staff in Iran, state-of-the-art broadcast equipment, and a handful of enthusiastic and experienced journalists.
It was quite hectic that day. I can clearly remember everyone was just running around. 20 minutes before the broadcast, we developed a technical difficulty.
But those few glitches by no means delayed the startup, and everything was ready in time.
U.S. President's Defense Chief and
world leaders and some of the biggest names on the international stage have expressed their views on Press TV and talked to our correspondents either in their own countries or in our Tehran studios. More than 200 journalists only in Tehran and 100 more scattered across the globe, with almost as many technical staff, work round the clock to prepare the news bulletins every half hour, a series of commentary programs, and roundtable panel discussions, not only providing information on the latest news, but also a platform to voice different opinions and give an alternative viewpoint.
So where are we now? The server room, the heart of Press TV. This is where every single piece of information is stored.
Ever present and going beyond the latest international headlines. Broadcasting round the clock, Press TV has always brought its viewers the latest news from all the fields of interest around the globe while covering different ideas in order to give a balanced perspective of world affairs. Sending reports from the center of action has taken its toll on Press TV, and the exclusive coverage of the war in Syria has come with a high price, which is why more viewers tune in to watch. While our tour of Press TV continues, have you noticed that no one is eating or drinking? Well, it's Ramadan, and most of the people here are fasting.
I feel myself closer to God even when I'm at work that way, where I know I'm in an act of worship while I'm working, while I'm interacting with others.
The majority of Press TV staff are Muslims, which make working conditions quite different during the holy month of Ramadan when they're fasting, especially if they're working in a non-Muslim country. The days are long, but still, our correspondents spread out across the globe continue to gain more recognition for the interesting stories they get their hands on.
It's really about taking that vision that Press TV started with, looking at the lessons, the positives and the negatives over the last years that it's been on air, and taking that forward to provide our viewers with even better quality journalism.
Journalists working for Press TV say they're happy because they find their job in line with their religious and moral beliefs.
We don't have things being dictated to us. We don't have words being put into our mouths. What you see me putting out on the screen is what I feel happy with projecting.
Some 20 programs produced in our Tehran, Beirut, and London studios make Press TV stand out, including The Monarchy, which tells us why the UK is not so okay. International sports events are always exciting to follow, but Press TV Sports Desk adds a special zest, keeping an eye on Iranian athletes, as Arash explained to me, just back from the World Cup in Brazil.
It's a very good thing to be in, but it's a very hard thing to cover.
In addition to its up-to-the-minute news reporting, Press TV's documentaries have added to its reputation. Working with Iranian and foreign documentary filmmakers, the department produces over 200 documentaries a year, shedding light on the unseen side of stories. Nearly 30 of them have won international awards. Of course, the channel is available in households around the world with millions tuning in to follow the stories. But Press TV is also available on mobile, giving you a chance to tell your story.
Press TV was, is, and will be the voice of the voiceless.
The website was launched before the channel in late January 2007. Going from strength to strength, it is now pulling an average 3 to 4 million hits a day, at times 9.5 million.
I believe the channel strives to be clear and objective in their views of the world affairs.
Fasting begins at dawn and ends at sunset. But it's not only about abstaining from eating and drinking. It's about self-control, sacrifice, and empathy for those who are less fortunate. Now put that together with journalism, and you get the ultimate elixir. In the evening, a fresh cup of tea and dates, or bread and cheese, are usually the first food to break the fast, especially in a hectic newsroom where everyone is usually even too busy to leave their desks. Ramadan is a time of spiritual reflection, devotion, self-discipline, and worship. And those who are fasting put more effort into following the teachings of Islam. Now, what could be better than gathering for iftar? Gathering for iftar and celebrating Press TV's 7th anniversary, just as the managers did.
مختصر و مفید توضیح بدم مثل اون چراغ سر دوربین شما میمونه یعنی توی تاریکی روشنگری میکنه و حقیقتا در این دنیای امروزی وجود شبکه مثل پرس تی وی خیلی لازمه.
A well-deserved celebration. Press TV has come a long way. Because of its goals, it has endured pressure from Western countries and even been taken off air. And now, 7 years on, Press TV continues to bring to light untold stories and build bridges of cultural understanding.
Kisum Shahmadi for Iran.